you look around the league and everybody kind of has a guy or two that kind of the face of the franchise and all that. And quite frankly, I mean, some of them, unfortunately, are kind of not they're the star, but kind of not who you want going out community, so to speak, and doing all kind of charitable work and, you know, showing up early to talk to kids and all this kind of stuff. But with them, he's that guy, and I can't think of a better guy. He reminds me a lot of who I played with for 7-8 years in Minnesota, Joe Mauer. He's just that guy. And, you know, I remember multiple times where we would have day games and, you know, after a night game, and all of a sudden we get there and Zim's already there because he's already talked to 80 kids for an hour about what it takes to be a pro and all this kind of stuff. And we're all rolling in a little late and Zim's already there doing that kind of stuff. And that was over the course of the season. I know it was just 1 year I played with him, but time and time again, I remember one, we went into extra innings. It was a long day game, and Zim had his charity event, and he had to stay there, boom, take a quick shower and get to talking to people and all that kind of stuff. It just seemed like time and time again that Zim was always doing the right thing at the right time, and that's just what made it special.
2019, the postseason run. There's so many images, you dancing topless in the clubhouse being one of them. You've got the shades with Parra and Sanchez and all the images that come to mind. I'm asking you, as a teammate of Zim, either behind the scenes, in the clubhouse, on game days, is there an image that comes to mind for you when it comes to Ryan Zimmerman in the fall of 2019?
Well, needless to say, what kind of got us going a little bit was the whole shirtless thing, and if I'm going to be frank, maybe sometimes it was more than just the shirt, but Zim loved it. He was kind of his idea when I kind of bounced it off of him. And then me and Zim even talked about this, that you can't recreate, I don't think, I hope so one day, but for any other team to have what we had. And I'm telling you, it's the most fun team. And it was led by Zim, obviously. From the very get-go, Zim was our guy on the bus everywhere we landed to get on the microphone and do his thing and have a little text message thing to kind of to rag on all the teammates a little bit to make it lighthearted and funny. And you always have to have that every time we land, and Zim was that guy. But on and on, it was just always everyone kind of just looked to Zim, to any kind of team meeting, any of that kind of stuff, to kind of get us going in the right direction. We had this thing where we would kind of take our shirts and stuff off and run around and do some kind of line dance, and that was back on like the end of May when we were quote unquote the worst team in baseball record wise, and Zim was all, you know, he was all for it, and also Annabelle Sanchez, he kind of the ringleader of the dance we did. And then eventually, you know, the whole team got in it. And then Strasburg, he started doing his thing at the end, his little dance. And then when you alluded to the bus, yeah, you kind of have the guy on the mic that he said what he said, and then say it's a 30-minute ride to the hotel, and you text message into him, and he's got to read whatever. No ifs, ands, or buts. He's got to read whatever you text in. And so everything remains confidential, so it's just ragging on teammates and just keeping everybody humble and keeping everybody laughing. So he was that guy.
So it was like a request line.
Request line, yeah. Some people called it like the hotline bling, yeah. And all this kind of stuff. But he led that charge, and it was always it was always funny. You text something, and everyone, who said that? Sim says, nope, completely confidential. You'll never know. So it was always pretty funny.